This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours today.
Mm-hmm. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: he's not handsome, but he's blessed. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 34 years old and I'm dating a pastor that is 42 years old. We are both divorced and we met online. I'm ready for children, and although he already has two from his first marriage, he said he'd have another child with me. He wants us to have sex before we get married, but I prefer to wait until the night of our wedding. I love to tease him in sexy lingerie, and he always jokes about ripping my nightgown off and taking whatever he wants. I love this man and we have a great time together, but I don't like the way he looks. He has a hard face. Yeah. And a permanent frown in his forehead. He has short teeth, but they're pearly white. My aunt and my mother warned me against having children with him because they said my baby will look like a gremlin. This man is anointed, and he has been a perfect gentleman. He's a man of God for sure, and he's blessed where it counts. Just because I am not partaking of his blessings, I still know what he's working with, and I can't wait to make him and it all mine. I've never been into looks, and I think less handsome men are sexy because they are rough looking. This man can walk around me in nothing but his underwear, and I will be a happy woman for the rest of my life. But my aunt and my mother said I need to try it out before we get engaged, just in case he is terrible in bed. How can he be terrible when he's working with all of that? I need your advice on this one. Should I sample the goods now or wait until marriage?
Come on, Hill Harper.
Okay. Just because someone is blessed, as you call it, doesn't mean they know, you know, what to do with what they have. So, you know, that's kind of a funny question that you're asking. I got to say this,
sure.
Though.
Careful.
Huh? I am. The first thing I learned out the gate from this letter is that pastors are on dating sites, and he's single, so I'm not judging or anything, just a little surprised. And that's not what this letter is about. It's about should you give him a test drive before you buy this car, so to speak. And you know what? Most people do. Most people do have sex before marriage. You know, it's admirable that you want to wait until your wedding night. And you got to decide what's right for you. I find it odd that you never mentioned how he treats you. Is he good to you? All you're talking about is how he looks and what he's blessed with. I think if you're holding out on him because you truly don't want to have sex before marriage until your wedding night because you think God is watching and you mention that this is a man of God, then stick to your beliefs. Stick to your beliefs. But you have to stop teasing the man with your sexy lingerie and all of that, because it doesn't sound like the pastor can hold out much longer. Now, if you want to do it just because, you know, your mom and your aunt are pressuring you, that's still not a good reason to have sex with him if you don't want to. You want to wait. You know, they don't need to be in your bedroom business anyway. So again, this is your decision. You know, this is your decision. If you don't mind being with and having children by an unattractive man, as you call him, a hard face and little baby teeth, well, that's up to you. It's your life. You say he's packing and that seems to be all that's important to you from this letter, then go for it. Stop listening to all these other people who are into your business. You got to do what's right for you. Steve?
Well, I'm going to just tell you this right off the dribble. Probably need to go on and listen to Shirley on this one, because what I'm about to tell you ain't nothing but truth. All I'm finna tell you is nothing but truth. I'm going to give you some facts, and then you have to make your own decision. Because I can't tell you how to live your life. Now, you 34, he 42. That's an 8-year difference. Both of y'all are divorced, and people are divorced for a reason. Y'all met online. You ready for kids? He got 2 from his first marriage. He said he'd have another child with me. You know how many times he done had to say that? And you know why? Because he's not handsome. Ugly ass men have to hair up and get in agreement with a woman. We got to get on the same page because he ugly. You said he's not handsome, but we know what that means. His ugly ass got to hair up and agree with everything women want, because his ugly ass ain't got no whole lot of options. Now, like I told you, you probably need to just go on with Shirley's answer, because I ain't finna give you nothing but facts. He wants to have us to have sex before we get married. That's got a lot to do with him being ugly. He can't run the risk of you waiting and starting to ask questions about him and looking at him closer. Sitting over there and starting to analyze stuff. You know, you already got some stuff. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Because you love to tease him in sexy lingerie. Yeah. He always joke about ripping my nightgown off and taking whatever he wants. I love this man. We have a great time together, but I don't like the way he looks. Right there. He got a hard face and a permanent frown in his forehead. When a man got a hard face.
What does that mean?
That's the kind that look like a rock.
Oh, rock.
You ain't ever seen a pretty ass rock.
I've never heard that before. You look like a rock.
He just looked like a rock. Got a hard ass face. You know what it is. Even when he smiled, it looked like he crying. Just got a hard ass face. He be telling a joke and everybody be scared.
Hold that thought. Part 2. Steve Harvey's response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, he's not handsome, but he's blessed. We'll get back into it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he's not handsome, but he's blessed.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that in a minute. But this man is 42 years old. Both of y'all got divorced for a reason. For a reason. I'm ready for children. Although he had two from his first marriage, he said he have another child with me. He can't believe you want one with him. He know how he look. He's so ugly, you done wrote about him. You don't think he heard this before? He done heard this his whole life. This ain't no new information. You just done wrote in on the national radio show. He's not handsome, but he black. Because he ugly. I love this man. We have a great time together, but I don't like the way he look. He got a hard face and a permanent frown in his forehead. Just over there looking like a rock. He be telling jokes, ain't nobody laughing. Everybody had that little grimace on their face, like they kind of back up a little bit. You ever met somebody so ugly when they talk to you, you just keep leaning out the way, inch by inch by inch. Next thing you know, your ass ain't even in your chair no more, because you're trying to deal with all this in front of you. What is this hard ass, rock ass looking man got a mouth? And then you sit a bit talking about, he got short teeth, but they pearly white. Hell, it's easy to take care of little ass teeth. Hell, they short. He probably threw brushing his teeth in no time. You can have pearly white teeth when they short. I got all that current corn in his head. He got his whole mouth look like a row of corn. And you talking about they pearly white. Hell, it don't take him no time to brush. He ain't got nothing to brush. And I'm telling you, let me tell you what this woman, when she say they short, she mean just coming up out the gums. That's what she talking about. That type of short. Just coming up out the gums. So now, he got pearly whites. And they short. My aunt and my mother warned me against having children with her because they said my baby gonna look like a gremlin. They not lying to you. They not lying. This baby you finna have, if the baby don't look just like you, ma'am, you better hope you really. Now, let me ask you this, and you gonna have to be honest because we don't know this. Are you extremely attractive?
Because you're gonna have to be.
Because you're gonna have to offset. with this baby, what's going on? And like, chances are, I'm just going out on a limb. I'm going to say you're what? Not extremely attractive. I'm going to just go out on a limb. I think you're an attractive woman, but you may not be attractive enough to have an ugly-ass man and have a baby with an ugly-ass man. Because you got to be damn near beautiful to offset and get this baby a chance of being regular-looking. See,
not get a baby a chance.
Now, this baby just is not going to have a chance. He going to grow up with them little ass teeth, that hard ass look on his face, that God forbid it don't be a girl. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This man is anointed, and he's been a perfect gentleman. He's a man of God for sure. He's blessed where it counts. Just because I'm not partaking of his blessings, I still know what he's working with, and I can't wait to make him and it all mine. Mm-hmm. Now, you need to think about something now. Why is him still available? Mm. Why is him online looking for love if he's a pastor?
Man of the cloth.
Mm-hmm. See, something, you need to have some more conversation with this man. I've never been into looks, and I think less handsome men are sexy because they rough looking.
What?
Well, jackpot. Well, you sitting on top of gold mine if that's the case. Because you can't look no rougher than a rock. I'm telling you that right now. Hard face. That's about as rough as you get. This man can walk around in nothing but his underwear and I'll be a happy woman the rest of my life. But my aunt and mother said I need to try. Wait a minute, let me ask you something. Who is your aunt and your mama? Who are these heifers? Do they have men? Why are you listening to them? And your mama and your aunt said need to try it out before we get engaged just in case he's terrible in bed. How can he be terrible when he's working with all that? Ooh. Me personally, I'm betting on him.
Put money on him.
Yeah. See, he ugly. He's had to learn how to perform.
He's finna bring it.
Yeah. Oh, he finna do everything in his power. Because he ugly. He know he not going to get another shot.
Gotcha. Mm.
Okay. And he know the line ain't long. Because everybody ain't seen him walking around in his drawers. Most people just looking at that hard ass face, them little ass teeth. And most people just trying to figure out how I'm going to get through marrying Flavor Flav. That's what a lot of women is facing.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you can sit there marry this man with this clock around his neck,
Flavor Flav,
then go ahead. Yeah. I need your advice on this one. Should I sample the goods now or wait till marriage? Please help. Listen to me. If you wait 90 days and you can still talk to him up close. If you can wait 90 days and that hardness, that rock hard face with that permanent frown is still not repulsing you, then go ahead.
All right, Steve.
Uh-huh. This baby gonna be ugly as hell, though. Just gonna put that
out. You've made that point.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.